If Toyota is looking for some kind words today, Santa Monica, California is the place to start. Lots of people there who can afford to drive just about anything have chosen Toyota's little hybrid. In fact, Santa Monica is the number one city in the country for Prius sales. And as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, today's recall has yet to rattle the true believers.
Santa Monica made a point of being green when other cities were just starting to think about it. There's even a taxi company here that runs nothing but hybrids, most of them Toyotas.
We have 14 Priuses, 3 Camrys, which are hybrids, and we have 2 flex fuel vans that are also run on alternative fuels.
Fuad Sana is the general manager of Metro Taxi. He says people actually call because of the cars.
They said, you know what, when we saw you going on the street with the idea of think green, we just wrote your number down. We used to call another company, but now we love your cars and, you know, the design and the green idea.
Toyota's recent problems have done nothing to change his mind. It's a common thread in what you hear on the streets of the city that put Prius on the map. Daniel Brondy, a retired French professor, stopped on Montana Avenue, a chic shopping district in Santa Monica, to enthuse about his Prius.
I love everything. I like the car, I like the line, I like the way it drives. I like all the high-tech that I don't understand, but I love to use it. I'm still learning.
His friend Rick Shank agrees.
I love the Prius. I can't think of another car that can get that kind of gas mileage. I drive a lot, so that's been a great option.
That mindset has made California the most Prius-studded state in the nation, which is not a surprise to Carl Brower, editor-in-chief at the car research site Edmunds.com. He sees that firsthand when he drives the Pacific Coast Highway.
I have a pretty long commute up and down PCH every day, and I've come to call it Prius Coast Highway. There are lots of Priuses in the area, to be sure.
Even so, Brower says, some of the glow of satisfaction has faded for some Toyota owners in recent days. And today's Prius recall may separate the environmentally devoted from the gas conscious.
This is going to be a real test of the loyalty, because I think most people who bought the Priuses, certainly early on, were so enamored with the philosophy of the car, it would have been impossible for it to have any impact. Nothing could have really impacted their appreciation for the design and the engineering that Toyota put into the car, which is impressive.
Toyota's lag time in admitting the problem might hurt, Brower says. And now that other companies are producing gas-efficient models, including hybrids, Brower believes people who bought Priuses solely for the better mileage might go elsewhere.
So there might be a more risk for Toyota, maybe is the better way to say it, that those buyers would consider other options if they start to feel there's any kind of question about the Prius's long-term dependability or reliability or, in this case, a safety issue that has been raised.
Daniel Brondy says he's driven Toyotas for decades, and if his is one of the Priuses that's recalled, he'll get it fixed. No big deal.
My God, for years and years they have been fabulous. It's a little mistake, that's all.
No doubt Toyota's hoping that's the typical response to today's Prius recall news. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.